Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Well, welcome everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Today, my guest is Erica Kelmar, and I am so excited to have her on the show today. I'm going to introduce Erica in just a moment, but first, I want to just take a moment to thank all of you for taking time out of your busy day to spend time here with us on the show. I know that time is our most precious asset, and so I want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. You know, and I think that being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. I know I've said this before, but I think it's a special kind of person. You know, we come from that heart-centered place. We want to make a difference in the world. We want to serve. So perhaps this is you, and that's why you've decided to join us on the show today. Well, if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another fantastic show. So let me introduce Erica, and then we're going to take a quick station identification, and when we come back, I'm going to bring Erica on the show, and we'll get into our conversation for today. It's really going to be awesome. So let me tell you a little bit about Erica Kelmar. Well, Erica is a list-building sales funnel and social media coach. She's also the founder of Online BizWiz. She helps passionate and committed small business owners build a profitable business by using online marketing techniques to reach a global market through list building, websites, social media, and she helps to automate those sales processes so that you can have multiple streams of income coming in. Erica is passionate about list building, and she's been hosting a number of giveaway events and is teaching her step-by-step giveaway event blueprint, which I actually have and I love it. It's fabulous. She's also the creator of Online BizWiz Club and the free Online BizWiz Village support group. When Erica's not working on building her business or building sales funnels or doing other social media magic for herself or for her clients, She's researching and teaching Greek traditional dancing and organizing international dance events, which is another passion of hers and has grown into a business of its own. Erica is also kind of a language nerd. She speaks 6 languages fluently, and forgetting about another 3 or so that she knows. She loves astronomy, history, and Italy. She loves doing activities and vacationing with her husband and her 7-year-old son, Max. So when we come back from this break, we're going to bring Erica Kelmar on to The Holistic Entrepreneur. We're going to have a great discussion that I'm really hopeful will help you take another step forward in your entrepreneur journey. So this is Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and we're going to be right back.
You're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur with your host, Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur is sponsored by M&B Global Solutions, providing individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, as well as book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.
Welcome, Erica. I am so excited that you've taken time out of your busy day or evening to spend time with us.
Thank you so much, Bonnie, for the invitation. I'm so honored to be here with you, and thank you so much for this great introduction.
Oh, you're welcome. I am so excited to have you here. And I know it's late where you are in Belgium, far away from where I am in Wisconsin, but I am so appreciative of your time because I know you've got lots of insights and wisdom to share, and I'm excited that you can share that with our community today. So, Erica, I read a little bit about people, obviously, in their bio, but there's always more to the story, right? So would you share with all of us a little bit about your journey, your experience, and how mindset was an important part of that to bring you to the successful business that you're in today?
Yes, and you know, Bonnie, I'm just so excited to be part of this event and to talk to you and to the listeners about the importance of mindset, because when we're talking about building your business, there are so many resources, there are trillions and trillions of resources out there about specific, you know, like marketing related and business skill related information and resources. However, I really don't hear very often people talk about the importance of mindset. And we all know that, you know, just learning the business know-how, the right marketing skills is just one part of the game. And there is the other part, which is equally important, if not even more important, which is the mindset. And for me, what I noticed is that every time when there was a really big leap forward in my business, it was always related to mindset. Obviously, there were tons of business skills I learned, and I'm still learning, and I love this lifelong learning experience. But whenever there was something when I noticed that I moved forward in a big way, it was always related to mindset. For me, the first time when I really realized, which was a big revelation for me, how mindset was important, is that when I made that leap into entrepreneurship. And for that, probably to set the context, it's important to tell that before that I was working in a corporate environment. I spent 7 years in the travel industry in consecutively growing functions and working in different countries. And then I got my second degree in human resources and moved into HR, more specifically into recruitment on the consulting side, which is a very competitive sales-driven market. And that's where I spent the next 10 years. And then afterwards, you know, I love this learning and I love the human aspect of it, dealing with people all the time. But then, you know, what started to draw me and attract me was more this person, this people development field. So I started to do coaching and training, more specifically performance coaching and sales coaching, and I just really loved that part. But then, so you know, I lived this usual employee life with a job, but it was a job that I really liked, and. Then something changed suddenly, and this something was a little new life that started to grow inside of me. So I was pregnant, and I knew that once the baby was there, I couldn't continue in that job anymore. Because in that job, I was on the road 50% of my time traveling between our offices, and I knew that I wouldn't want to do that with that baby behind my back. So I knew what I didn't want anymore, but I didn't know what to do instead. And you know, I had this little idea like that maybe I should start my own business, but I was just super, super scared of that leap because security was one of my top values. And I grew up in a traditional family where everyone had a job, you know, and in fact, there wasn't a single person in my family or even among my friends who was an entrepreneur. So I just wasn't that keen on the idea of starting my own business, although I knew deep inside that, yeah, that's what I'd love my next step to be. And, so I kind of procrastinated a little bit. But then finally, life took a decision for me, and that was a great learning experience, actually. It was 2009, the big economic crisis, and the whole coaching department of the company was laid off, including me, 8 months pregnant at that time. And so it was a really big shock for me, and actually such a shock that after getting the news, I immediately went into the hospital and gave birth to my son.
Oh, my goodness.
That was not a good news at that time, but now it's kind of, you know, when I'm thinking back, I'm able to laugh now. And so at that time when the situation and my emotions about the happening started to calm down, I started to see this more and more from a different perspective, more as an opportunity to start my own business. You know, I felt like, you know, just life made a decision for me, you know, it just pushed me into the right decision. So maybe there's a sign that, you know, there's no better time to start. And the really funny thing was that, so I really had this idea and I said, yes, actually, I'm going to start my business. And I told it to my husband. I told it to my friends. Everyone looked at me like, are you crazy? And my husband was very supportive. But then, you know, my friends and family, no one got it. You know, what's happening with me? And so just by telling it to everyone, you know, I made this first step already. And I started to do research and, you know, like how to do that. And finally, just a week later, I got a phone call from my ex-employer with an offer. And that was my absolute dream job. It was actually a combination of training and coaching, but doing it locally for the companies that belong to the same holding. So no travel was involved. So that was absolutely what I would have loved to do, like just a couple of weeks before that. And I guess life wanted to put me to the test to see if I'm really committed to start my business. And I think I stood the test because I rejected the offer. So I just made up my mind to go for my dream in my business. And I think this testing was kind of showing me that I had the will and the persistence to do that. So I rejected that offer, and with that I closed that door forever. And it's really interesting because and actually this was a recent topic in my free Facebook group, the Online Biz Wiz Village. Several people mentioned there the power of, you know, closing that door and how life unfolded for them. And there is something magic in closing that door, because you will stop putting energy on this dilemma, you know, this shall I do this, shall I do that, you know, what shall I do? And instead, you will shift your focus into, you know, in this how shall I? And that's a totally different perspective and a very empowering one. And yes, of course, it was very scary to close that door and start something totally new, and especially because, you know, here in Belgium, you know, once I say that, okay, I'm not doing my business anymore, I can just hop back into an employee status again. And also because security, as I said, including financial security, was one of my top values, and especially with a baby behind my back. But I just went for it. And actually some wonderful things happened. I remember that at that time, I was reading Tony Robbins' book. I think it was The Awake, the Giant from Within. And there was an exercise in there about goal setting. I created 4 goals, and just a couple of weeks later, I realized that I reached all of them. And it was actually like I started 2 businesses with a 6-month-old baby addition to our family. One is a local business which is created around one of my passions, as you mentioned in my bio as well, which is Greek traditional dancing. I collected over 1,200 dances, so I'm doing research. I'm teaching dances. I'm organizing dance events, and where participants fly in from 8 different countries. And so I have a very strong brand for that part in Europe. And at the same time, I started my other business, which was around coaching. And first, that was job search coaching, because I felt like, you know, that's the best way to start, you know, like building on an experience that I had already on my previous recruitment experience. But I soon realized that my real passion lie in putting together the pieces of the business building puzzle for other coaches, healers, authors, and other service-based entrepreneurs. So I rebranded then to Get Ready to Coach. And then 2 years ago to Online Biz Wiz, when I made this big shift to move my business fully online. And so that's how it all started. It just all started with that big leap, but that was quite a learning experience for me.
Wow, what a story! You know, I find it so interesting that if we're sort of meant to make a change and we don't necessarily do it, something happens. You know, like we lose a job, we have an accident, something happens. The universe, whatever your belief system is, does it for us.
Yeah.
We have to change.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if at that time the your department at that company had not been, you know, laid off and all that, who knows, you know, if your path would have been different. You just maybe needed a little nudge. And then it seems like that little nudge just allowed you to soar into all kinds of other things.
Yeah, just imagine they would have given me a promotion at that time. Yes. It's absolutely. It's just that, you know, it's just a question that, you know, if you take the decision, then it's you who makes that decision, right? Whereas if you keep on waiting and waiting and not doing anything about it, then you don't know what universe will bring you exactly into what direction they've made this decision, right? So, yeah.
You know, I really like what you said just a little bit ago about closing the door. I think that's so, that's a really valuable point, I think, because that is so true. So often we're sort of hemming and hawing and don't really know and can't really decide. But when that door closes, whether you choose to close it or it's closed for you or whatever, that door is closed, then you can move forward.
Absolutely. And you know, your whole focus shifts, your whole energy shifts, and you just start to see possibilities, you start to see resources there where you haven't seen any possibilities and resources before. Mm-hmm. And one of the examples that I had for that is when I was doing one of my virtual events. Normally, when I'm doing virtual event, it's a giveaway event. And once I tried a telesummit, and that was my first telesummit, it was a pretty spontaneous idea. So I just decided to do one for the following months. So it was really difficult to pull all those pieces together, but I just started to do that. And I had in mind that, okay, I want to invite now I'm not sure about the number, but I want to invite 20 speakers. And as time passed by, I realized that, oh my gosh, I won't have the time for that. You know, I won't have the time, and you know, to find all those people and to record the interview, to put everything together. And so I started, instead of really focusing on getting that, you know, that the job done, what I was focusing on, okay, so I started to prepare like plan B's and plan C's and, you know, all those, leaving that side door open so that just in case, you know, it's not 20, but it's 12 or it's 10 or if I'm not doing it at all. And you know, I started to do that. And at that time, my coach told me that, yeah, no, you know, you're not doing that. I don't want you to have a plan B. And I just want you to focus on that. And indeed, as soon as I said, okay, there is no plan B, what I'm going to do is, you know, the question that I'm asking is, how am I going to put this together so that I will have everything ready on time? I will have 20 fabulous speakers, and I will have, that was 14 actually, 14 speakers, and I will have everything ready in a month's time. Then suddenly I really saw all these different opportunities, and mm-hmm. and guess what? I had my 14 speakers. I had my event up by the deadline. You know, I had everything ready and there, and it was so empowering and such a powerful state of mind by knowing that, wow, I did that, you know, just by really focusing on that question. And yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I think it makes a huge difference whether, you know, if this doesn't work, I can always do this. It's sort of that wishy-washy thing of not closing the door. I think it's very similar. You know, once, okay, this is what I'm going to do, that it's that commitment piece. It's the taking action piece. You know, it's, you know, the only people who don't succeed in life, I think, in a business sense, are those who quit. Everyone else succeeds.
Yeah.
I don't like to use the word failure, so I just say who doesn't succeed. but you know, really, that's the only way you don't succeed is that you give up.
Yeah.
And so you've closed that door. If you've made that commitment, if you say, okay, I'm going to do this, whatever it takes, it happens. Things come together, and you're right. You see opportunities. People contact you that you wouldn't have otherwise even noticed or whatever, but it just all comes together when you make that commitment.
And it's just so funny, Bonnie. You won't believe it. That's word by word exactly what I wrote down here for myself in my notes. It all comes together if you make that commitment. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's so true. You know, early on in your journey, like when, you know, after you had the baby and all of that, and you were building your businesses in the beginning, and I don't mean to be presumptuous here. Maybe you didn't have any, you know, challenges or mistakes or pitfalls or anything like that. But if you did, How did you overcome those, and what did you do to keep from being in that place again?
That's such a great question. And in all honesty, Bonnie, if someone is telling, if any business owner is telling you or me or to the listeners that they didn't have any challenges, I don't think she's telling the truth. Well, for me personally, one of the biggest difficulties when I started was that that I hadn't come across any really good and comprehensive resources about how to really build my business. And so, you know, there are, you know, tons of specialists out there, and everyone is showing just a little piece of the business building puzzle. And so after a while, I found myself subscribing for 100 plus newsletters, and, you know, I just spent my time with trying to figure out how all this information fits together. And it also didn't help that my coach training school didn't really give a hands-on training on the business aspect. I mean, we had really great trainers and with the coaching skills and everything, but they were all coaches who started their practice back in the 80s, far before that, you know, this big boom on the market. So they were operating in a completely different market, because they were getting their clients via referrals. They didn't have to go out and look for clients like me and everyone else in a startup situation, right? And because we had to build up everything from scratch at a time when thousands of new coaches entered the market each month. So we had to compete with thousands and thousands of people, and there was lots of conflicting info on the market on, you know, how to stand out and how to really get clients. So one big mistake that I did at the time as a consequence was to follow everyone's advice. And I mean, that was something that just slowed down things so much. So there was, you know, one expert who said that, yeah, you know, you need to submit articles to article directories. So I started doing that like crazy. Then the following week, someone else said that you should start guest blogging. So I started to look for guest blogging opportunities. Then someone else said, you need to write your book. And I said, book? You know, that's not something that I'd like to write. But apparently they say that I have to, so I need to start. And my book is still there, you know, one line, that's all that I made about my book. It's not for me, but at that time I really thought that I need to follow, there's so much great business advice out there, I just need to follow all of them. So I did tons of things, but had really little results out of that. And I guess I didn't really see how all these activities would lead to earning revenue, because that was just, you know, one slice of business building, which is called list building, right? So I was doing tons of list building activities, but, you know, I didn't do anything to convert that list. And also, you know, like hopping on and off to new strategies all the time, it just really didn't help. I didn't have the opportunity to harvest the results of my marketing activities, because I was changing curves all the time. So if I could give, you know, if I could go back in time and just really do one thing differently, probably that would be the one that I do completely differently. Like making a committed decision and stick to it, you know, and whatever strategy you go with, do that for at least 3 months before changing. Because, you know, if you look around, there are, as I said, there are so many experts out there, and each of them are having their own systems on getting clients. And indeed, you know, there are trillion ways of getting clients, and the idea is that you choose one of these systems, one of these list building or lead conversion, whatever systems that builds on your strengths. That was another mistake, by the way, that I did in the beginning. As I said, that I just wanted to bend myself to follow other experts' advice. So, you know, write your book. Yes. You know, yes, master, I'm going to write my book. You know, you have to do videos. Okay, I started doing videos, although I hated being on videos, but, you know, I started doing that. So you don't have to do all those things that you hate and you're not good at. It's far easier to build on your strengths than bending yourself and work really hard to improve your weaknesses. So it's about, you know, reconnecting with yourself, reconnecting with your strengths, and picking a client getting strategy that comes natural to you, making a committed decision and run with it and do it for at least 3 months. Because otherwise there is no way for you to evaluate the results. Because every process that you put in place takes some time, you know, from testing to implementation and improving. So if you stop too early, you will never have the possibility to find out if it really works or not. So that was really a big learning experience for me.
And that's so true. I mean, there's, you know, some people call it shiny object syndrome. You know, there's so much to do. There's so many ways that you could go that it's easy to get sort of swallowed up by that, and then you're not successful at any one thing. So I know one thing that you've been very successful at is list building, and I hear, a little bird told me, that you have a very generous gift for all of our participants. Would you like to talk about that a little bit?
Yes.
A little bit more about that.
Yes. Thank you so much for this opportunity, Bonnie. As I said, powerful mindset shift played a really important role in my business, but probably no mindset shift would have been enough in itself to be successful in what you do, because as a business owner, you also need to put in place marketing processes. So we have these two parts, right? The mindset and the business skills. And essentially for an online business or any business that has some online component in it, there are at least two of these systems that you need in your business. One is list building and the other is list conversion or lead conversion. Now, as a business owner, you need to build your list, a loyal community, a tribe, whichever way you call it. That's your most important business asset. So what I thought I'd like to offer for listeners today is an ebook that I wrote about 25 original free gift ideas to skyrocket your opt-ins. So it's really meant with the aim of, you know, for people who are tired of this usual special report idea. There are so many people who think that I have to write a special report or an ebook. And you just need an inspiration for an original free offer or free gift or freebie or freemium, whichever way you word it. So I just put together 25 ideas to choose from, and you will also learn who each idea is best suited for, and you can read some of my secret tips for implementing them. And just to add that as a bonus, listeners will also get access to my free Facebook support group, the Online Biz Whiz Village, which is there so you don't feel so lonely in the entrepreneurial world, and get support, help you brainstorm or get feedback about your free gift idea from this ebook, or about anything else that comes up in your online business.
Oh, that is such a valuable gift and tool for people. Thank you so much for sharing that with all the listeners. You know, if life is busy, as we were talking about, and there's so much to learn and to know, if the listeners today could really only fit one more thing in their brain today, what takeaway do you think it's most important for them to have from today's conversation? I mean, maybe it's a suggestion or some advice, or maybe it's an action step, something that they could begin doing right away to bring their business forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think what is really what I'd like to leave listeners with is this idea of making a commitment, making a committed choice and sticking to it and going for that no matter what. And just, you know, it's kind of, for me, how it works, and I think for many people, this is how it works, that the first step is really to reconnecting with yourself and saying that, okay, what is it that I really want deep inside? We so often tend to, as you said, listen to all those shiny little objects. So instead of that, really listening to yourself, listening to your heart, what it says, and then saying that, okay, this is what I want to do. And if you feel this inner voice is telling you that, no, that's not going to work because, and you know, all this little inner voice is telling you all kinds of excuses, then just challenge yourself. Like, you know, what's the worst thing that can happen? You know, that they unsubscribe, that they leave, that they don't buy, you know, so what? And basically you will see that, you know, that's not such a real excuse, that's not such a real reason that you are having there. So there's absolutely no reason not to move forward. And if you feel this fear inside of you of moving forward, that's just normal. That's just part of it. I just love, by the way, the book of Stephen Pressfield, The Art of War, which talks just about that, about the fear, that how to embrace the fear, that the fear is not a warning signal. It's not something bad. It's not your enemy. It's something that you should embrace as your best friend, because it's a sign that you're growing. So if you feel this resistance, then it means that you're on the right track, and you just simply need to go and move forward and do that, And by doing that, you will see that so many things will unfold for you. You will have, just by taking action, you will break down limiting beliefs. You will increase your self-confidence. You will get results. So it's just really about the magic, about the power of doing.
Oh, I love that. The power of doing. I love that. Thank you. Thank you so much, Erica, for taking time to share all of that wonderful insights and the wisdom and your stories and all of the valuable stuff that you have to share, all of the, you know, with all the entrepreneurs who are out there listening, or maybe want to be entrepreneurs, are out there listening today. So thank you so much for sharing your time and all of your knowledge.
Thank you so much, Bonnie, for having me here.
Now, I always want to remind you that The Holistic Entrepreneur is on several other internet radio stations, including TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spreaker, and, of course, Speak Up Talk Radio. So you can listen on your favorite network. Now, the easiest and quickest way to find these links is to go to my website at bonniegressel.com. Just click on the radio show tab for The Holistic Entrepreneur, and all of the links to all the other networks are there for you. That way you don't have to go searching. The wonderful gifts from our guests can also be found at bonniegressel.com as well. So be sure to access the gift page when you're there. Let's all pay it forward and pass on this valuable free information to others. Spread the word, and then we can reach more people. You can help by subscribing, reviewing, and, of course, sharing. Until next week, blessings, everyone.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.